Amen. Turn to somebody, wave to somebody, and say, good afternoon, overcomer. Those of you online, good afternoon, God bless you. God has called you overcomer, and that's who you are, and that's who you will remain to be, no matter what your physical circumstance, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, shout it louder. Amen. We are continuing to consider our subject for the month, which is what God has helped us to stay on since October, and it is turning challenges into testimonies. And my prayer is that you will soon be coming to stand in this house to give testimonies of how the grace of God helped you to turn your challenges into testimony. If you're that man or woman believing God, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
You're believing God that what the world considers problem, what people will call problem that you face, that you've encountered, or that you will encounter, that the grace of God will be so heavy upon your life that you'll be able to turn them into testimonies in the name of Jesus. We've considered quite a number of topics, and my prayer is that we're not just hearing the word, but that we are allowing the word to increase our knowledge, and that our knowledge is increasing our understanding, and our understanding is increasing our faith, and our faith is leading to application. Amen. And when we apply the word appropriately, we begin to have testimonies, which is what we've been teaching, living the overcomer's life. That the Lord has called us to be overcomers, meaning that we are men and women that will get results from the application of the word. If that is you, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Last Sunday, we considered finishing better. And the Spirit of God is still keeping us in the book of Matthew. We're in Matthew 17. And it's interesting that last Sunday, we were looking at the subject of finishing better, where we saw the apostles who struggled, couldn't even cast out one devil. But we saw later in life that they were healing so many people. We saw a father who came crying with a child that was sick. But by the time the story was over, he was jubilating. The son was delivered. So it is my prayer that when you started, that's not where you will end. I wish somebody is listening to me. I'm praying for you. I say, where you started, that's not where you will end. So today we are looking at a story that is similar. Still talking about a child. Last Sunday, we were speaking about a boy. This Sunday, we find a mother bringing her daughter or pleading for her daughter. All of this directly or indirectly ties to the family. And that's part of the reason why you know this in your outline. I've left the family affair emphasis there, hoping that you would take time to read the Acts, A-C-T-S, is all there on your note. Read the scriptures that is attached there, because we just finished our family affair this month. So I felt it was important to leave it there to remind us it was not just a one-day event, but something that we need to actually continue to apply. Amen. So if you haven't had time to read it, please go ahead, read those scriptures and begin to apply them in your family. This morning, we're looking at a subject that says the difference maker is not needs but nerves. Everybody said that would mean say the difference maker is not needs but nerves. So really the emphasis is not needs but nerves. What in the world does pastor mean by that? Thank you for asking. And we are going to deal with that together. First of all, when we talk about needs, in line with what we are discussing, remember there are four R's as in Richard, and you see them on down there. And I want to go over them with you because we'll see them again in a message very briefly. Number one is responsibility. Everybody say responsibility, reliance, resilience, and results. And we're saying that if we apply this appropriately, if we follow this principle, that every time we face a challenge, that we take responsibility, meaning we do what we should do. Meaning we step into it hand and feet and do everything that you should do. That is taking responsibility. And then you move on to reliance. It's not that you finish one and then move on to the other. They all interplay. So while you are doing everything that you need to do, you are relying on God, which means you are praying every manner of prayer you know how to pray. Amen, somebody. Yeah. And you are refusing to give up. That's what resilience is. You get knocked down, guess what you do? You get him back up and telling the devil, you cannot knock me down. I refuse to stay down. That's what resilience is. Saying that if you take care of those three, the last R, which is results, you don't have to worry about it. You know why? Because it will come. You will get results in the name of Jesus. Amen. You believe it, shout it loud, amen. So today we're saying not needs, but nerves. I don't think I need to explain either of them. But preachers explain things that don't need to be explained sometimes. So let me do that. Needs are problems. Say that with me. Say needs are problems.
Needs are problems.
Anybody here knows a country that has needs?
Yes.
Anybody here knows a state that has needs?
Yes.
Anybody here knows a community that has needs?
Yes.
Anybody here knows a family that has needs?
Yes.
Okay, let's bring it home a little bit. Anybody here knows a church that has needs?
Yes.
Okay, come bring it closer. Anyone here knows an individual that has needs?
Yes.
Don't your neighbor say, don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
You don't need to look far to find people, states, families, countries that have problems or that have need. It's all over. You don't need to be a prophet to save. But here is the emphasis today. We pay so much attention to our needs. We pay so much attention to our problems. Friend, if we stay with the need and pay attention to them, you don't move one inch of the heaven's attention.
Amen.
Can I say that again?
Amen.
I mean, we can sit here and cry for as long as we want. I have this problem. My toe ache. My back ache. I don't have no water. I don't have this. I don't have that. And complain all I want. You don't move heaven one bit.
Amen. Come on now.
I want you to hear me, please. Oh, but God knows I have a problem. Of course he does. But why is God not doing anything? Maybe that's why I'm here this morning, to remind you. We have people that have needs. The world has needs. Nobody writes a story. Nobody goes around looking to interview people that have problems, except they're trying to make a political statement or something, because it's normal. But guess people that have been interviewed, that have been sought after, are people who stand and make a difference.
Amen.
In spite of their problems.
Amen.
Story changers, history makers, are not people who don't have problems. They are people who look for solutions to their problems. Tell me what that's you.
That's you.
Come on, say with this man, say that's you.
That's you.
Friends, God has called us to be men and women that don't allow needs to define us, but believe God to give us the nerves to stand and make a difference. I looked in the dictionary. You all know the meaning of the word nerve, but here's part of what the dictionary says about nerves. It says nerves means the power of endurance or the power of control, fortitude, strength, assurance, boldness. And then he also says presumptuous audacity. I love that one the most. For you to look at a problem in the face and say, I know that one went down with it. I know that one is suffering with it. But guess what? I am different. Amen. I wish I hear somebody say louder, amen. Amen. That I don't care what your name is. I am different. Can I hear you say that? Come on, say it with confidence. Man is presumptuous, it says here, but I would say it is faith-based audaciousness. We're reading an interesting story today. Matthew chapter number 15. The Bible says, and our first point quickly here is it. Problems produced responsibility. Verse number 21, Matthew 15 says this. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the region of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same region and cried unto him, saying, mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Why does the devil always trouble children? Now, walk with me here, friends. Jesus was in an area that was not traditionally Israel. So this woman had a number of things against her from the get-go. Are you paying attention? Come on, talk back to me. Say, yes, I'm paying attention. Number one, she was a woman. That's strike one. Because back in those days, women didn't get the attention and the respect they did. She was not an Israelite. She was not a Jew. Strike number two. So she did not qualify for what she was asking for. Number three, Jesus was not conducting a healing service. He was not, in fact, even in church. So it was not a Sunday or a Sabbath. Strike three. It was a wrong day, a wrong place. So she had no right there for her to come. And as you see in the context of the story, the apostles even said she was a nuisance. Did you see it in the Bible? Send her away, they said. I'll get there very soon. But friends, what I'm saying is, there were so many things against this woman. Your daughter is sick. You're not a Jew. You're not, today is not Sabbath. I'm not conducting a healing service. So, what a woman. Friends, hear me. As I read and meditated over this, it occurred to me, nobody needs any prophecy to understand that she was not the only woman at that time whose daughter was sick. Talk to me, somebody. I want you to please pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying. There were many other men and women, families all around, whose children were sick at that time. They did nothing. And nobody's writing anything about them. Are you still here? Yes. Friends, listen to me. The fact that you have a problem is nothing that will call anybody's attention. It's what you do back upon them that will call the attention of the heavens and the attentions of the earth. Many of those people, I believe, had problems that didn't got sick. It was normal. Some of them may have survived, others maybe didn't. They buried their children and their story ended. But the woman decided, I am different. Can I hear somebody say I'm different? Come on, talk back to me, talk back to me. Say, I am different. She decided, I'm not going to let my daughter die. It's a problem that people face, is natural for people to be sick and end up dying. But in this case, I'm going to do something about it. Somebody say, nerve. I can imagine people saying to her, woman, sit down. This is nothing. People still didn't get sick. If she survived, all right. If she doesn't survive, okay. And she goes, no, my child. Tell your neighbor, no, my child. No, 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 no. She goes, not me. Everybody else can take it sitting down, but I won't take it sitting down. I don't know what is going on in your life. I don't know what is going on in your home. I don't know what challenges there are there. And somebody saying, keep quiet. And you go, no, sir. It is normal. You go, no, sir. It could be normal somewhere, but in this house, it's not normal. It could be accepted somewhere, but in my house, it is not accepted. Somebody else could sit down and enjoy it, but guess what? I refuse to let this one take over my life. Somebody say, I am different. Listen, friends, you change history by doing something different. You don't have to be on the pages of a newspaper. You don't have to be on television. But you can take steps to insist that the situation in your family will not remain the same. You can take steps to insist that the problems in your life will not remain the same. That's why you're in church, friends. Because there's something called, somebody called the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you, that gives you strength, that you can rise up even when your outside is weak. I say, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Spirit of God that is inside of me, this situation is going to change. I wish somebody's going to whisper a prayer. I mentioned that problem. So whether you like it or not, problem, you are going to change it. I give you 2 seconds to whisper a prayer. Call that problem by name. I don't care how long you've been there. I don't care who sent you. In the name of Jesus, you don't have a right in my house. You don't have a right in my body. You don't have a right in my child's life. You don't have a right in my finances. Somebody say, you must change that. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting to a place in my life that I'm getting angrier every day at the devil.
Amen.
Made us feel like the power is in the past.
Come on now.
We can only read about it in the world.
Jesus.
There's no bigger lie than that.
Amen.
What God did in the past, he's doing it now.
Yeah.
And they will do it again.
Yeah.
God had answered prayer before, it's the answer in prayer.
Yeah.
And every man, every woman that gets in the face of God will get an answer. Hear me, somebody. Problems. They come in various packages. Various sizes. Some people deal with more than one. I said, looking around, there's one over there. I look over here, there's another one. I look right over here, there's another one. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? Sometimes you're almost like overwhelmed. When am I ever going to get a break? Oh, God, when is my break coming? Turn to your neighbor and say, your break is coming.
Come
and say with your friend, say, your break is coming. And it begins today in the name of Jesus. So she got up and got out of the house in spite of all the challenges that were against her. And she said, I'm going to look for an answer. I'm going to look for a solution. And she stepped out.
Yes,
so our first step, friends, is to take responsibility.
Yes.
Step out and say, they stand here. I'm not asking. Listen, you see, what you normalize will stay.
Yes.
Okay. Did I just say something next?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Or can I say it again?
Yes, sir.
If you normalize it, it stays.
Yeah.
Oh, children are always blank, blank, blank. Okay. It's normal for you. Guess what? That's what happened.
Yes, sir.
So whatever you normalize in your life will stay.
Amen.
So in your home, you don't set standards, you don't set boundaries. Guess what? Everybody runs all over the place and it's chaos and it's normal in your house.
Right.
And I wonder, why does God not do anything about it? No, God made you the head of that family, whether you're man or woman. God put you in charge of that place. You have to say, not here.
Yes, sir.
Let me get someone to say, not here.
Not here.
So if you insist, not here, then you start looking for a way to change it. But if you normalize it, it stays.
That's right.
Let's go on to point number two quickly. I'm getting really excited about this. But here's what. Verse number 23. No, is it 23 now or 22?
23.
Oh, okay. See, you're helping me here like that. Resistance inspired reliance. What do I mean by that? Okay, I just look at the scripture again. The scripture says, but he answered, heart, this is Jesus now, not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Picture this, picture this, picture this. Jesus is the senior pastor. Even though he was not in church, people knew him, a son of David, one who has power to heal. Is that right?
Yes.
So a woman comes, she has a problem. And the first thing the Bible tells us is that Jesus did not even answer her. I mean, I just want to let that sink for a little bit. Jesus, son of David, help my daughter! Silent. Oh, God, I've been crying unto you for this long. Silent. Are you going, what? I go to church. I do everything I'm supposed to do, and God is not answering me. Don't raise your hand, I'll raise my hand for you. Have you ever felt that way? Say, go, what's up? You turn off your phone off on me? Let us sit for a little while, but let's move on quickly because we don't have time to sit with you for too long. Friends, the fact that her answer did not come immediately. It's not indicated that her answer will never come.
Amen.
Can you put that to your neighbor from say, neighbor?
Neighbor.
The fact that your answer has not come is not to say your answer will not come. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Talk to somebody. Say your answer is coming. Oh, come on, help me here. Say your answer is coming. The Bible said Jesus first and foremost was silent. You know, sometimes silence is not rejection. It is to check whether or not you really mean what you are saying. If you are hungry, some of you do that to children sometimes. Don't raise your hand, but I know you all do it. Child comes around the house and says, Mommy, I'm hungry. You pretend like you didn't hear. Some of you are laughing now. I caught you. You know why? Because either that, You gave them food a little while before and they rejected it. Then 10 minutes later, they now come and they say they're hungry. Oh, all right, okay. Let me see whether you're serious about it. Anybody ever did that before?
Yes, sir.
Somebody's pointing fingers. All right. Now, friends, so sometimes we do things like that, even to people that we care about, not just about food, but anything. So you want to see whether or not they really need this thing. So she comes, did not recognize it. And in between the apostles show up, she said, musings. Okay, that's a whole sermon on its own. Well, I don't have time to preach that. But don't you just wish sometimes that some people just shut up and leave you and God alone? Don't you wish that sometimes some people just leave you and God alone? Because I didn't even send you an invitation in this matter. You just shut up.
Yes, Pastor.
Amen. I didn't say it loud. I'm not cussing. You know I don't cuss, right? They get in a business that they had no business being part of.
Yes.
She didn't come looking for you. She didn't come asking for nothing. Okay, you are apostle. We know that. But can you just step out of the way? Let me talk to God.
Amen. My God. Jesus.
Sometimes some people put themselves in a place they have no right to put themselves in. I know they are not in this church.
Amen.
I don't know why some of you are laughing. I'm just telling you, I know they're not here. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, there are some things you have no business talking about. I tell you, that's a whole different sermon, right?
Yes, sir.
There are things you just need to stay away from. If you can, people, stop talking
Amen.
About them.
Amen.
Jesus didn't tell you whether or not he was going to do it. Let him make that decision. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So, friends, as believers, sometimes we are more of a problem than we are a solution, even among us. Some people that are sensitive or oversensitive allow such things to put them off from church.
Yes.
You all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it is proper for them to do that, but it's a good excuse for them. So, Rock Foundation, let's pay attention to what is our business.
Amen.
Let's talk about what we should talk about.
Amen.
And zip it.
Yes, sir.
And the other things.
Amen, God.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
In this day of social media, we are meddling with all kinds of stuff. People putting up stuff out there that have no business putting out there.
That's right, sir.
And you're wondering why they're after you. You put everything outside there.
Yes,
why are they talking about you? You gave them the clues to talk about you.
Yes.
So sometimes, some of those medias, whether social or non-social, sometimes you need to get out of those places.
Yes.
And spend more time in God's presence.
Yes.
More time in the Word. More time seeking where true solutions can come from.
Amen. Yes,
we talk more to people who don't care about us than to the God who has answers to our problems. Friends, a woman came and was looking for Jesus because she had a need that she knew somebody else has no solution to. Can I just say this before I get off that point? Anybody talking about you that has no business talking about you shouldn't have the power to stop you from doing what you need to do.
Amen. Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Did I just say something right?
Yes.
They are talking about you. You were looking for God. You didn't come looking for them, so why let them stop you?
That's
right. Why not let them discourage you? Yeah. Why? First of all, I didn't come looking for you so you could talk all the one. Guess what? I'm still coming. Because first of all, I didn't come looking for you.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I'm still doing what I need to do because I didn't start it in the first place to please you.
That's right.
I was doing it for God. So Amen. You can talk all you want. Guess what? I'm going to keep doing what I need to do.
Amen.
Can I get a louder amen?
Amen.
Friends, we are a church that has all the potentials. And my prayer is this, that we will not be a church that stays in potential level. Potential is possibility.
Amen.
We need to move from potential to realization.
Amen.
Somebody says you have potential of earning $100,000 a year. That's good. But right now, I'm earning $25,000. So the $100,000 a year that I have potential to earn is not paying my bills.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to be able to move from $25,000 to my $100,000 because that's where I truly belong.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't rest on potential.
Yeah.
Fight for your actualization.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody. Let's finish this quickly. The Bible now said, even though Jesus didn't answer her, when he finally answered her, he gave her a stinger. Look at it, man. Verse number 20. Can we put it up there for me, please? No, it's 24. Everybody want to go. It says, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of
Israel.
So all this prayer I've been praying, you're saying, don't qualify for nothing. Friends, I mean, if a pastor said that, then I can say that pastor said that I'm going to go to another church. But if Jesus himself is the one that's saying that, which church are you going to go to? I want you to stay with me because I want you to get something here. Friends, Jesus said that then, it was real then, it's still real now.
Amen.
Okay. You see, you don't come into the circle that has the right to answer prayer until you become a Jew.
Not right now.
Okay. Some of you got it. Some of you just missed it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You see, physically speaking, we are born non-Jews.
Yes, sir.
Are you all here?
Yes, sir.
But spiritually speaking, in order for us to have access to what belongs to us in the heavens, we need to be spiritual Jews.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you just get that?
Yes, sir.
So Jesus is saying, first and foremost, everybody can pray, but there are certain people's prayer that God does not answer. He answered the prayer of his children. He has mercy upon the entire world. But when it comes to audacity, somebody don't walk into my house when I'm making food for my children and it says, I need to eat. No, you don't say that. You say, please,
come on now.
Do you have anything that you can give me?
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, my child can walk into the house and say, Mommy, I'm hungry. I need food.
Yeah.
Because it's a child in the house.
Yeah,
see the difference?
Yeah.
Like sometimes some people are begging on the street. I don't know if they do it here, but
yes,
they do it a lot in New York. I think it was last week, it was a new week today. I was walking by and somebody says, please, can you give me something?
Yes.
I stopped and he said, I want $5. Yeah. And I go, really? I mean, it's okay to ask me to give you something, but you tell me I had to give you $5. I don't know how you feel about that, but I just smiled. Don't tell anybody though, but I just kept walking. Yeah, I mean, hello? I give you, give me the choice to decide how much I give you. So the woman came and said, this is what I need. Jesus said, I heard you, but sorry, you don't tell me what I do for you because you don't qualify for it. So you need to ask yourself, friends, the things you're asking for, number one, do you qualify for them? Are you doing what should call the attention of heaven to answer your prayer? Are you living a life that should open the heavens over your life? Are you doing what you need to do, or are you just coming to God as a messenger, God? God, I have this problem. Can you stop it for me? And as soon as he stops it, you are off. The next time he sees you is when you have another problem. He goes, really? Is that how it works? So I'm your messenger now, right? So anytime you need something, you come to me, God, can you go get that for me? And I'll get it for you. Really? Tell anybody for me, God is not your messenger.
God is not your messenger.
Okay. If you get angry with your neighbor, please get angry with pastor. I told them to say, okay, God's not your messenger, friends. You need to be in a place and a position that commands the presence of God that releases answer to you. Can we move on? So Jesus now said, this thing here don't belong to everybody, and you are not part of the people that qualify for it. Well, here's where it gets exciting for me. Remember, we're talking about not need, but nerves, audacity, strength, the ability to stay on. And this woman had every reason to turn back and go, it is bad enough that I had a problem, but it is worse that this man is insulting me. And she could have gone home angry and gone home mad and tell everybody all the things that they said wrong to her. Friends, let me ask you a question. Would that have healed her child?
No.
You know, sometimes some of us come this close to our answer and you let somebody turn you off. You come this close to your miracle and let somebody's action discourage you. Tell everyone who's a neighbor, from today, fix your eyes on Jesus. Okay, say it again, say it again. From today, fix your eyes on Jesus. Let everybody else be like they're not even there. You know why? Because when it boils down to the nitty gritty, they are not there.
Amen. Glory to God.
Pastor, that sounds hard. No, I don't think it is. I just know that when I come to church, if you're here, I will worship. If you're not here, I will still worship. If you're here, I will serve. If you're not here, guess what? I will say seven because I know God is here.
Hallelujah.
Amen, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So we need to grow beyond those things.
Yes.
So that God can know. That's the wrong way to say it, but I don't have a better way to say it. That you're really making him number one. Let's go on quickly and see if we can get to the remaining 2 points, I think, and then finish this. It's the attitude of heart that inspired what? Resilience. Remember, we're talking about these four key principles. You know, it's what is in your heart that will inspire whether you stay put and keep praying or you will let whatever anybody says discourage you. Verse 25. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Now, did you notice that? Again, a woman that, first of all, Jesus didn't say one word to her. The next time he spoke, he said, you don't belong here. And guess what she does? She comes to worship.
Yeah.
What? You know what it means in those days? She comes and goes all the way down.
Yeah.
And goes all the way on her face.
Yes,
that's how they worshiped in those days.
Yes.
They prostrated.
Whoa.
And you are doing that for the man that just told you you don't belong here?
Yes.
I want to picture that, friends. Now, what God will not answer a prayer for a woman like that? Even if it was not Jesus, if it was anybody else, no matter how hard the heart was. And you saw that humility, you change your mind.
Amen.
Like that. And that's the heart, friends, that brings out results. The heart of humility, the heart of worship. She says, I know I don't have right. But first of all, I came to worship. How many times do you come to church just because you have a problem? No reason in them. How many times do you pray just because you have a problem? How many times do you do that? I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to this one over here. You know, when I have a problem, it's not when I pray more, it's not when I declare fasting and prayer. Because I have a problem, oh God, do this now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That's not the problem itself. Guess what? Everything ceases. A man or a woman that commands answer to prayer is the one that learns to stay in the place of worship and relationship in time of problem and when there are no problems.
Amen.
Is the one that has relationship, not religion.
Amen.
I made that emphasis in this church. Can I say one more time? You see, religion is the thing that has hindered many of us from even praying. Relationship is what Jesus is looking for. And when you have a relationship, it begins with your heart. So if he has your whole heart, he has access to everything you have, and he releases everything to you. Verse 26. We'll put it together quickly. Verse 26 and 27 and see how we'll wrap this up. Everybody read. Everybody read. What he answered and said, it is not me to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Are you going, really, Lord, again? But here is what the woman got, and I hope you get there. See, Jesus did not say healing is not available. Jesus did not say power is not here. He said, for the healing belongs to a certain class of people. It belongs to children. Remember, he talked about the Jews before? Those who had the right in their hearts. Okay, can we just pause here a little bit and come close at home? Okay, we're home now. Jesus said, this kind of what you're asking belongs to children. Wanted to ask a question. Are there any children of God in the house?
Amen.
All right, I have one or two. Okay, let me ask again. Maybe I should ask on this side. If you are a child of God in the house and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, let me go over here again and let me be sure. I say, if you are a child of God and you are in this house and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
So Jesus said, healing belongs to you.
Amen.
Amen. I could share the grace right there, but I have one more point to go. But hear me, friends. Even children need to come to ask.
Yes.
So when a woman comes around and was asking, for what belongs to the children. And Jesus said, it's reserved for the children. But part of the problem was the children were not even coming to us. Friends, whatever your needs are, whatever my needs are, the Word of God says we have access to it. I wish somebody would take 1 second to pray right now. Lord, I'm your son. Lord, I'm your daughter. And here is my problem. I don't hear you praying. I don't hear you praying. It's not only towards the end. Lord, I belong to you. And here is my problem. Friends, hear this. This woman came asking for something specific. I told you it's good to pray, God bless me. But that's not good enough. Because when God blesses you, how do you know? The woman said, the problem I have is that my daughter is sick. I know there is a demon troubling her. And that's what I need you to take care of. It was specific. It was clear. So when you pray, say, God, bless me in Jesus' name. Bless my children in Jesus' name. God said, okay, fine. What does that look like? Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So when you pray, friends, you pray specifically. You pray clearly. Not because God doesn't know, but so that he knows how clear it is for you. You want to go to school? That's exactly what you're asking for. You want him to pay your school fees? That's exactly what you're asking for. Want a promotion on the job? Yes. But what does promotion look like? You want a raise? Yes. What raise are you looking for? You want him to bless your child? Yes. What does that mean? Does that child need to be saved? Does it need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Does it need to do what is the blessing? So you need to learn. I need to learn how to pray and be specific. And don't give up. Many of us allow religious things to overshadow our resilience. You pray that you haven't seen the answer yet. That's the reason why you should keep praying. So she kept asking. And then the Bible said, verse number 27, I think it is. And she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. I don't have a problem with you calling me a dog. But I know that dogs that are around their master's table don't go hungry. So I'm not going hungry.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about nerves, not needs. That you can cry about your need forever and you will stay exactly where you are.
Yes.
But you can choose today to be like this woman. That will have the nerves to begin to stand in the face of the Almighty God. And in spite of all your positions, you know where it starts sometimes? In your mind. Anybody knows what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The devil comes with that and that and that and that and that. And sometimes it is with our telephones and social medias and all of that stuff. The person who have not called you all along, that's when your phone goes ding, ding, and there's a message coming. And guess what you do? You stop the praying and you go look for who is calling you. You know what I do sometimes? When I wake up and I'm going to pray, I leave my phone all the way at the back.
That's
right. And I go all the way in the front. So that no matter how loud you're calling, guess what? I'm not even hearing it. Because sometimes there's this temptation. As soon as you go dig in, you want to know who's there.
Yeah.
Anybody knows what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And it's all the way somewhere. Sometimes I make my schedule in such a way that my prayer time, nobody really will be calling me. No. Yeah. When I'm praying, most people I know are snoring. Yeah. So by the time I'm done, yeah, the phone can come then. Because I know you're awake again. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Friends, you need to make this thing intentional to refuse to be discouraged, to refuse to give up. People all over the world that you talk about today are not men and women that have not faced problems, but are men and women that had the nerves to confront their problem, to find a solution. Now, friends, I want you to hear me. I get the next point. I'll watch a little clip of the video and we'll pray. But please hear me here. Okay, you're hearing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, part of the problem that some of us have is that we don't even have a vision. Okay, I say it again. We do not have a vision for where we want God to take us. God, bless me with money. God is saying, if I gave you $1 million today, what will you do with that? You don't know. There's no plan for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? God does not waste resources. So the first thing you need to pray today is for a clear vision. Where you want God to take you. What do you want to achieve in life? What do you believe God has put you on this face of the earth for? Friends, the things I'm sharing with you are things I'm learning myself. Just, you see, there's no age that is too late to learn. Is that right? Listen, friends, if you don't have a vision, you don't need any help.
That's right.
Can I say that again? You don't have a vision, you don't need any help. Is there a problem you want to solve on the face of the earth?
Yes.
What is it? Do you know it?
Yes.
Then you know what you pray about every day when you wake up. If God raises you to a certain level, what will you do? You need to know, and the Bible says, write it down and make it plain.
Yeah.
Say, I am old. I don't care about your age. I haven't gone to school yet. I didn't hear that either. Yeah. I have no money. Sorry, it's not in the book either.
Amen.
All the things you and I need will come when there is a vision, when there's a reason for God to give it to you. Everybody else has a long list of problems. God is looking for men and women from Rock Foundation Ministry that have the nerve to say, God, I want to go places. I want to make a difference. And if you raise me up, this is where I want to go. Are you still in the house?
Yes.
Listen. It is vision that changes nations.
Amen.
It is vision that changes communities.
Yes.
It is vision that changes societies. It is vision that changes individuals. We talk about Elon Musk. We talk about, what's his name? Bill Gates. We talk about all of those people. Some of them were born in money. Many of them were not. Amen, somebody. But they had something. They had a burning desire in their hearts. And as they pursued it, even though some of them failed a number of times, they stayed with it. So what I'm trying to get you to understand as we round this up is this. The fact that you fail is not an excuse to stop.
Amen.
I got one amen. I'm looking for one more at least.
Amen.
That the fact that you fail is not an excuse to stop. Let me hear you say an amen. So wherever you left up years ago, school, job, whatever that is, family rebellion, wherever you left up, go back there today and pick it up.
Amen.
The fact that it didn't happen there does not mean that it's not going to happen there.
Amen.
Many of us have abandoned projects that if you pile them up, they will reach the roof. Go pick up one of them. Okay, you heard me. I said, go pick up at least one of them, dust it up, and begin to work on it. That's how you will make a difference. The Bible tells us, some final point, and we show in the clip how media is ready for that now. Yearning of heart produces result. I'm just going to read it. And Jesus answered and said unto her, oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And watch this. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Some translations say from that very moment. And what I love as you read on, I don't have enough time to read on, is the fact that the healing of that child opened the door for many other people to be healed. Amen. It's right there in the scripture. As soon as Jesus moved, guess what? A lot more people began to get healed. Amen. You know what that says? Your miracle, your blessing, your progress, your success is holding back some other people. That the day God opens a door for you, a flood of other people will be blessed by it.
Amen.
I mean, take the simple idea of discovery, for example. Elon Musk discovers whatever he discovers is employing how many millions? Jeff Bezos started whatever he started. Guess what? How many billions are getting blessed by it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there is a blessing that God has for you, but that blessing is key to somebody else's hope and prayer. So if you don't get to where you need to get to, guess what? You are stopping somebody else's from moving forward. Show me that clip quickly. Show us that clip, and then we're going to wrap this up. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this briefly. Turn on that light for me if you can and amplify it. Before you start it. Okay. Just pay attention. This is something some of you might have watched, but it inspired me. I wanted to close with it. Go ahead. Go ahead now. Let's have the volume.
Hello, Phil. I fell for funny things that I failed a key primary school test for two times, and I failed three times for the middle schools. You know, for 3 years I tried to fill in the universities. So I applied jobs for 30 times, got rejected. I went for a police. They said, no, you're not good. I went to even the KFC. When KFC came to China, come to my state, 24 people went for the job. 23 people accepted. I was the only guy. And we went for police. Five people, four of them accepted. I was the only guy that I received. So for me, being turned down, rejected. Oh, by the way, I told you that I applied for Harvard for 10 times rejected. I know you're rejected.
Sorry now.
I think we have to get used to it. We're not that good. Even today, we still have a lot of people rejected. I don't think in this world a lot of people be rejected more than 30 times. If we, you know, the only thing we never give up, the only thing like a forest to God, we keep on fighting, we keep on changing ourselves. We don't complain. Whether you were successful or not successful, I find the one for people, when they finish the job, if they make a mistake, they fail, if they always complain to others, this guy will never come back. If the guy only check himself, yeah, something wrong over here, something wrong over there, this guy's the problem.
Amen. I don't know if you got the message, but something that you can look up and watch again. That man's name is Jack Ma, and he's the founder of the company in China that's called Alibaba. Okay, that's the man. Failed primary school, failed elementary school, for a middle school, for a university. Applied for a job 30 times and got rejected. Even KFC didn't hire him. Applied to Harvard, he said, 10 times and they rejected him all 10 times. Today, I looked up his net worth yesterday. That man is worth $61 billion. $61 billion. One of the richest men in the world. You know what he did 2 years ago? The company he founded, he resigned as the chairman. Now he's a teacher. Say, I want to teach children how to succeed. You failed, and then what? You applied for a job, and you didn't get it, and then what? You prayed, and the prayer was not answered, and then what? You applied to the same school 10 times. You applied for a job 30 times. You applied for KFC, they turn you down. How you still keep trying? Friends, I want you to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. Get ready to pray. The church has no excuse. As a believers have no excuse. You have God on the inside. You have Jesus sitting on the throne. The woman came and everything was against her, but she refused to go back. Do you have nerves or needs? What do you amplify? When people hear you talk, what do you talk about? Problems? So much of that everywhere. When are you going to start speaking faith? When am I going to start acting like I am a solution provider? Not a problem amplifier. Can you please stand and let's pray? Please stand, please stand, please stand. I don't know where this is taking you, but I have a little card that I want to give you. I want the ushers to give it now. I said a few things on the card that I want us to repeat together. So grab, okay, while you are getting, I think we can do it together. It's on the screen. Everybody say this. Okay. Now, turning challenges into testimony. We're reading. Say, when I read, you read after me. Say, turning challenges into testimony. Responsibility. Reliance. Resilience. Results. Now, say this after me. Say, where I am today is not where I will be tomorrow. Give me the next one. Give me the next one quickly. Now, say, but I must see myself as I can be, not as I am today. Today is the seed for my harvest tomorrow. I think I have one more line. The fact that my yesterday seed did not produce a harvest today does not mean that my seed today will fail tomorrow. And here's one thing that occurred to me. I added that just before I left this morning. It says this. Your greatest asset for success. Say it again. Say, my greatest asset for success is not what happened to me, but what I learned from it.
Amen. Glory to God.
I want you to carry that with you, and I have scriptures written there. Say it every morning when you wake up. Carry it with you in your wallet.
Amen.
You don't carry it. Many of you have phones now. Take a picture of it. And speak to yourself every day. That you will begin from today to focus on where you know God can take you. Not where you are. Somebody pray now. Somebody pray. Begin to talk to God right now. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to focus on my needs. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to focus on the challenges around me. Open your mind and pray. Open your mind and pray. Talk to God. I rebuke Satan. I rebuke the spirit that focus on only the things that are not working. I come against every spirit of negativity, complaining and amplifying problems in my life, in my family. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit that is problem focused. I receive grace to rise up in nerves, standing in the presence of God, refusing to give up, refusing to give in, because you are taking me places and the devil will not stop me. Somebody pray. Rebuke depression. Rebuke discouragement. Come on, somebody open your mouth. Rebuke that sickness. Say, in the name of Jesus, you don't belong in my house. You don't belong in my body. You don't belong anywhere around me. You are living whether you like it or not. Whatever that problem is, speak to it this morning. I refuse fear in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name this day, that we have nerves by the Holy Spirit. Refuse to go on amplifying needs. You write our names in gold, because by us you provide solution. We thank you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah.